This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, remember, the right time is known to no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakim, the Most Wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows the weight of your trials, its length, how long it's going to last with you, and when exactly it's going to be lifted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, my brothers and sisters in Islam, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. Look at this ayah, my brothers and sisters, and pause that video and reflect on it deeply, inshallah ta'ala. Allah is telling us here that when the believers faced their enemies, they saw the army coming to crush them. They said, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have promised us. And Allah and His Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they always speak the truth. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. And that difficult situation of war, bloodshed, fear, have increased them more iman, have increased them more in yaqeen, certainty about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger and the religion of truth, Islam. Subhanallah al-Azim, we sometimes fail to realize this, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you in a difficult situation, He's actually giving you an opportunity to reflect that through this difficult situation, your iman may increase and you get step closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ultimate reward of Jannah. Let's go back a few verses in the same surah, a few verses back before this ayah, to see a little bit of context about what happened earlier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in the same ayah, إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلِ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers here, remember, when your enemies came from above you and from below you, you were surrounded from all directions, and the eyes start to shift left and right out of fear, and the hearts reach to the throat. Subhanallah al-Azim, look at the fear that they went through. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. And you started to have various negative assumptions about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That was a severe test for the believers. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. Look at the test, look at the severity of the test, how Allah described it. He said, and they were shaken, a great shaking. They were experiencing like an earthquake of fear within themselves as a result of this incident, subhanallah al-azim. Now, how can we reconcile between both ayat in the Quran? The first ayah, when they saw the enemies, they were steadfast, they remained patient. And the second one, they thought or they went through various negative assumptions about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One explanation could be that when the believers saw the enemies at first, they remained patient. They remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they supplicate, and as a result, Allah strengthened their hearts and increased their iman. So this one interpretation, but perhaps they didn't expect that victory will take that long. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them with this situation of difficulty where the Ahzab or the enemy surrounded them from all directions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach them a lesson that victory is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, so wait. The right time is in His hands alone. Imagine, my brothers and sisters, this battle took them 1 month. They were under siege from all direction, one whole month, impatience, perseverance, prayers, struggle. And this is exactly what we sometimes go through. Our trials sometimes take a little bit longer. Will you wait for Allah's time? Will you trust Him that He knows better because He's Al-Hakim, the Most Wise? Will you wait for His victory? Will you wait for His cure? Will you wait, my brothers and sisters in Islam, or you will become despaired? So remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to wait. The victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be on His own terms, not yours, not according to your own desires and wants. And the longer you wait, the higher will be your rewards, insha'Allah ta'ala. Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Indeed, the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer than you think. And some people would say, when is that near, brother? Be careful. Don't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not to be questioned about anything, but we should be questioned. We should be questioned, my brothers and sisters in Islam. So wait for Allah's time, near according to Him, not according to you. So wait and trust Him, inshallah ta'ala, with full submission and acceptance. Now, the final point in this episode would be why the trials should be prolonged anyway. So here are a few points for you, inshallah ta'ala, to note. And I will go through them very, very briefly, but I advise you, inshallah, to delve into these points in details, perhaps by means of research and reading other resources, inshallah. Number one, perhaps to strengthen us and prepare us for maybe heavier trials that will come along our ways. So it's like a preparation for us to remain firm and to remain calm and to increase our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, to remind us that we are weak. We are not in control of our own destiny, so we become more humble. And the lower we get, the higher our reward will be on the Day of Judgment, insha'Allah ta'ala, in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. Number three, to remind us that victory and all solutions are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We alone are doomed. We cannot do anything without the permission and help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere dua, worship, prayers, which is the purpose of our existence. Ask for His forgiveness. Perhaps what we are going through is the result of our own wrongdoing and sinful activities. And as a result, Allah wanted to test us so that we can turn back to Him and fulfill our purpose in this dunya, inshallah ta'ala. So wait, my brothers and sisters in Islam. He knows the right time and we do not know anything. So always expect the best from Him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.